This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
This week on the Live Feed, we meet with a band from Minneapolis. Red Pens have been playing together for 2 years. Laura Bennett plays the drums and met Howard Hamilton, the guitar player and singer for Red Pens, through a friend. Initially, they had wanted to work on their painting and art together. Instead, it turned into a two-person band that was voted pick to click by the City Pages in 2010. We go now to Ed's No Name Bar to visit with Laura and Howard.
You are listening to the Live Feed, and I'm Lisa Ostrander, and we are here with the group Red Pens.
Yay! My name is Laura Bennett. I play drums and occasional backup vocals.
I'm Howard Hamilton. I play guitar and sing.
How long have you guys been playing and or performing together?
Are we creeping up onto 2 years now, or has it been over 2 years? Kind of an average.
2 years.
Yeah, that's a good number.
That's a good one.
Like, I remember the first year, and then there was a second year. I think we might be into the third year, so.
How did you guys meet?
You're good at this one.
Well, a friend of mine told me about her art, and I checked it out, and I saw this immediate, like, a connection to it. I contacted her, and it was all just on the internet, and I said, hey, what's up? Check out my art. It's kind of like your art. And then we kind of chit-chatted back and forth, and we decided to try to collaborate on some art. And in the end, we tried to work on art together, and it just wasn't really working out. But we'd work on art at the same time, our own art separately at the same time, because we became friends.
Yeah.
And then
I liked his art, and I didn't want to draw on his art, but he wanted me to, and that's the whole reason why he wanted to collaborate, so we could, you know, make something together on the same piece of paper. But I was like, nope, you sit there and draw, and I sit here and draw, and we just look at each other and draw instead.
And she would just say over and over, oh, I just wish I could play drums in a band. I just want a band. And I was kind of in between bands, and I was making music with loops and stuff like that, and I wasn't playing with any drummers. And one day we just were trying to make art together, and it wasn't working out, so we just ended up jamming.
I dropped the hint many times because I knew of his...
I guess
cool.
I didn't really catch the hint.
Yeah, I mean, at the time, you weren't supposed to, you know, and he's got, like, amazing musical past and present and future. He's done a lot of stuff, very experienced with, like, you know, he's, like, toured with bands and helped bands, but also been his own band. You've been playing guitar since you're, like, 15 years old, right? So I knew about you. I met you. I'm like, that's Howard from Saucer and Busy Signals. Like, I'm going to trick him into playing in a band with me, you know, in a fun way, like, not trick in a negative way.
As soon as we ended up jamming together, then we just didn't even talk about making art together and just started playing music and writing songs.
Yeah, I was, like, talking to him about how I'm a bad business person and I need help selling my art, so he's my art manager, too. He's our booking agent as well as boyfriend and bandmate.
It's a heck of a connection.
Yeah, yeah. You're busy.
So what type of music does Red Pens consist of?
I guess if I would speak general record store category, I would say like indie rock, or occasionally when I've read about us in various forums, it'll say like new gaze or shoegaze or fuzz, noise rockers, Red Pens. So it just depends on others' interpretation too, but I guess I would just say like lo-fi indie rock with added noises and effects.
How many CDs have you two recorded together, and tell me about your most recent CD, which is Reason?
That's actually our first CD. Came out last summer and got re-released in the fall. And then we're going into the studio next week to record a new EP or two EPs, whatever it comes out as.
Very exciting.
Yeah, new songs. I'm trying to still get them all down, get them all chopped out.
We're recording some really old, like we're recording the first song we ever wrote together that we never recorded, and then we're recording some songs that we wrote like last week, so it's going to be kind of all over the place.
Sweet. Pretty eclectic.
Yeah.
So you guys both write lyrics, or?
He writes all the lyrics. He definitely, I'll say 99% of the time, he's jamming out at home or at practice, you know, he's like, I'm coming up with new songs, or he has these perpetual ideas that he's working on in his head in addition to the songs we already have. But practice a set or a bunch of songs we plan on playing at the next show, and he goes, all right, so there's this new thing I got. He goes, just jam along, and he's like, just play whatever. This is how we most of the time start a song. He likes to see what I'll come up with, and if I can't come up with something, then I'll ask him for, like, well, so do you have any suggestions? Because I try to do something with a different, it's hard to do a different drum beat in every song and have variety. You know, I'm a pretty simple, like good drummer, but I say a good timekeeper for the most part.
I like to show her a rough sketch of the song and get an idea of what she's going to play before I take it to the next level. So she kind of inspires me to finish the song from getting an idea of what she would play to the riff. And sometimes it completely changes it. Or
yeah,
sometimes
like
I completely drop it because it doesn't work out.
Most of the time, there's been very few songs that you'll drop. And if so, it'll come back with a different title or just shortened or whatever. Like you came up with this cool sort of, I call it the surf riff. And I have three ideas of how I want to play it. And so I almost have to we have to play it a bunch of times so I can figure out what really works. And I'm not a total professional drummer where I've had tons of lessons with lots of different kinds of music. And so I listen to a lot of surf music, but I also have to give it to those guys and gals that have lived it, and so to come up with something that sounds like a nice laid back surf beat, I'm working on it, but it's getting there.
Would you say that you normally write the lyrics for a song after the music portion has been created, or?
I work a couple different ways. Sometimes I will just write a song just like a normal person would do it, where I'm like, I'm writing a song today. And then most of the time I kind of just take notes from my life and I go, that's a good first line for a song. That's a good title for a song. And they kind of have to do with each other. And then I kind of fill in the blanks. So each song is kind of different.
Sometimes he wakes up in the middle of the night and is like writing stuff down, and then I only know that because he told me about it. I don't actually see you in the middle of the night like sleepwalking and writing, but you have woken up and written things down in your notebook, and I think that's cool. Like then you wake up and go, what did I write? And you go, oh, wow.
Sometimes it comes to me all at once. Sometimes it comes in little tiny chunks.
Random spurs of energy.
Yeah.
You're like, I like the sound of that. I got to run and find a pen and write it down. I like that when you do that.
It's a good way to remember the things that you're thinking
about. Yeah, you can't lose them if you write them down.
Is there a general message that you guys embed in any of your music, or what do you like to try and portray to your listeners?
I think a lot of our songs are just, they're kind of autobiographical. They're kind of about us and things that we go through.
And we know other people can relate to it, or just anyone that, if you like the music, you'll relate to it somehow. And it's just about just being real, following your passion, creating, just working really hard at something you really love, like music, and just want to show other people too, like having conversations or, oh, I wish I would have played an instrument, or I love music. If it inspires someone to go buy some records, that's fine. If it inspires them to run home and play or learn an instrument, that's a huge deal. It doesn't always happen, but there's been a lot of different kinds of feedback where someone's inspired to do something from hearing the music. It's a good feeling. So, yeah.
Did you guys both teach yourselves how to play then, or did you have schooling?
I had a little bit of schooling. I took drums from, I guess, fifth grade through high school, just marching band, playing Christmas concerts and playing in parades. Very general, standing up with a snare drum. But I would say, when I moved to Minneapolis in early 2001, I definitely instantly started seeking out, or I just went to a lot of shows. I went to karaoke. I was obsessed with wanting to learn how to play on the drum kit. I had gotten to do it, but I had never had lessons on the drum kit. I was really bad, but I just knew, someday I'm going to be a drummer in a band. I'm going to play at First Avenue. It was like, wow, to be able to get to actually do that. I go, well, I guess if you say you're going to do something and you get to do it, it's a big reward. But I did take a lot of lessons from various friends who play in rock bands, but the last few years, I've just got to the point where I got enough knowledge and I just wanted to keep teaching myself the rest. So it's all about you learn a lesson, you just have to go home and just keep doing the lesson. You don't need someone around to go, all right, get an A+ or an F, It's all about, it all depends on you at that point.
Sticking with things. And mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
And as far as I go, I started playing when I was pretty little. And I never really learned how to play guitar in a standard tuning or anything like that. No one really... there's always a guitar hanging on the wall as a decoration in my parents' house, and I take it down and kind of tune it, and I didn't know anything about it, and I'm still kind of working off of that. I just make up my own tunings and can't really play normal guitar, and it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool to have, tons of years of experience but still sort of have a childlike attitude towards playing where, I don't know, for some reason I just can't. I'm left-handed, so when I look at a right-handed guitar player, I can't really see it and copy it. So it's kind of, in a unique situation.
You're extra inventive. You come up with like the sounds and the way he like bends strings, and I'm just like, I have to kind of look at his hands when we're practicing just to be like, what, did he really just do that? Yep, wow, it sounds like outer space.
We gotta remember that for the show next time.
Yeah, no. Exactly. No. But he totally does too. He's like, I go, yeah, that. He's like, yep, that's my thing for that song. I guess I don't know anyone like him, and that's what's so special about him. He's a real gem.
Aww,
I'm making you blush and you can't even see it because you're listening to the radio.
What type of publicity have you guys received up in the city?
We got voted Pick to Click, which is City Pages has people in the music industry and people in bands and people that work at record stores and things like that vote for their top 10 candidates, and we won it last year, and it's gotten us a lot of like extra sort of help getting shows this summer, especially a lot of outdoor event sort of things. We just played Bastille Day in Minneapolis. That was like, there had to have been a couple thousand people there for sure.
Yeah, I was like down, looking down the block. It's like, wow, we're outside. Not just because we're outside, there's a lot of space, but there are people were definitely paying attention. It was probably one of the bigger crowds I remember playing to.
One of our songs got reviewed on Pitchfork and that kind of stuff. You know, just your general. We haven't had too much publicity, but just the right amount for kind of the way that we're doing it.
Yeah, for like the first record and like the timing and, oh, I've never got to do that before sort of thing. It's like, wow, we get to play this festival. Normally I used to just get to go to it. Oh, we got to, you know, have a little like public TV spot feature. And so all the little things that I've always wanted to do are get to happen. And so now it just makes us go, what next? Like, what can we try to conquer next? And it's all, like, there's definitely always stuff that will pop up but come at you, so it's just about paying attention. And almost you get to the point where you get to choose a little bit more what you do, but also still pay your dues. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes too much publicity room. Fans,
yeah, I definitely don't want, I've never wanted to be this, like, pressure people to come out or put a bunch of posters or, like, yeah, overdo it. I kind of like to see who reacts to it naturally, and then you know they really like it. And you don't want to be too much in someone's face with your, here's this and that about me, because then it just burns you all a little too soon. And I just want to like be rooted in the music and in art scene, just as someone that's doing it because I love it, not because I want to, you know, show off or make, you know, it's not about money. It is nice to get money, but it's the whole point of making music is the first priority.
We were super excited actually when the Pick to Click thing came out and we didn't get this false like hype blow up. All of a sudden our shows are packed and then it just kind of falls off the cliff. We've just been building it up really gradually, and it didn't really even do, you know, the next show we played, there wasn't that many more people there or anything like that. We were like happy.
Yeah, happened, you know? Definitely see like this a nice like, you know, slow incline, but there's days, there's nights or whatever shows where it's the same amount or less, or sometimes there's a lucky bigger amount of people.
It's always nice when they come to you and you don't have to seek out that publicity.
Yeah,
I just wasn't expecting it, you know. I was like, it's a nice, I guess, an honor to be recognized from like a city that has a lot of bands, a lot of musical history, and it's just really kind of nice to sort of feel like, oh, I've got closer to the goal of playing in a city that has a, it's like there's almost something too much going on every weekend.
Have you guys played at First Davenport?
Yeah.
A couple times, right?
Yeah, they had a Best New Bands night that was in the main room that we played at. And then we also played a Voltage Fashion Show. That was pretty cool.
So what are some of your favorite bands and are inspirations for you?
For me, I gotta say Guided by Voices, my all-time favorite, I guess where I'll call it modern bands, and going back to like the Beatles and the Kinks is probably some of my favorite classic rock.
I got really into indie rock stuff in like the early 90s, like Pavement and Sebado and Yola Tango and Sonic Youth and a lot of My Bloody Valentine type of stuff. That really, when I was really young, I was super into Jesus and Mary Chain a lot, and that's always like been in there, and I've always been trying to like put that into music, you know. The sort of first Jesus and Mary Chain album was probably like the most influential thing in my life. I used to ride around on my BMX bike with that on an auto reverse Walkman and just listen to it over and over and study it until they didn't even know what I was doing anymore.
What is your favorite part of performing live?
I think that for me it's when the audience is actually, you can feel their energy, and when you do something and you can see that them directly react to it, not just applause after the song. I think that's my favorite part of it.
Yeah, it's like all I can think of is my favorite part of performing live is performing live. It's like it brings out the ham in me, I guess. I mean, coming from where I am, just like it's such a rush. It's like a total workout, but it's such an adrenaline rush that's really hard to go to bed several hours after we get done playing. All I can say is it's just so much fun. I'm like, this is how I want to spend life, you know? It's unbelievable.
Tell me about an embarrassing moment when you two were performing.
I don't know, for me, I don't know if it's an embarrassing moment, but I always have this thing where I have this pet peeve where I look out in the crowd and, you know, we're kind of loud and it's kind of abrasive sounding sometimes, and there'll always be like a guy with his fingers in his ears, but he's standing right up front. And
right
that up. Always just completely blows, like I can't even sing or do anything. And I usually start screwing up the second I see that. It's kind of, I just want to stop the show and just, you know, make them stop. And that's kind of my little hang up. Happens
like,
almost
look
every
away,
show.
Look away from the animal.
Yeah, someone was showing us a picture of us playing at Bastille Day, and it was like we were supposed to be looking at some like little kid dancing in the background or something, but there's somebody just sitting there with their fingers in their ears.
How about one of the most glorifying moments you guys have had on stage? Maybe a best performance for you or the most fun you had?
I think when we played at First Avenue and the best bands thing, and there was the PBS shot this little documentary about us, and you know, was I think we were kind of killing it when we were playing. We were doing really good, and
it was feeding off the excitement of like, yeah, getting that whole experience and playing there. It was just like, it felt like I'm like, this is the best I've ever played kind of feeling, you know.
Yeah, it was definitely like a moment.
Well, thank you guys so much for interviewing with me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you. I like your questions. It was fun to talk with you.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, we're Red Pens. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
We thank Red Pens for visiting with us. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode of The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.